The two disciples, John and James, were in a way praying as they asked Jesus this specific thing to do for them. Prayer is an important and essential element in our lives. Prayer defines us as Catholics, as Christians, as missionary disciples. We should be praying every day, correct? I'm expecting a yes, a unanimous answer, yes, from everyone. As Catholics, we should be praying always, daily. What is prayer? And I'm using some of the quotes I wrote down. Well, I'm not the author, but some quotes from the saints. I just put them on this paper to illuminate this meditation on prayer. Prayer is a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both joy and trial, says Saint Therese of Lisieux. What do you wish me to do for you? This is what Jesus tells his disciples. What do you wish me to do for you? Notice that they are not begging. They are praying because they're asking, but they're demanding. They're not saying, teacher, if you will, but is it too much to ask? Or, I'm sorry, can we please have this? They're giving Jesus an order. Oftentimes we tend to do the same thing, don't we? Especially when things are very difficult, when things are not going the way we planned them. We tend to turn to God and tell him, hey, do this right now for me. Just like John, James and John, we tend to give God orders. Not asking, but demanding. This is what I need you to do for me, God, okay? Take away the sacrifice, the pain, and all that, those things. Just grant me that, and that's all I need. How much do you need? What do you wish me to do for you? Saint Alphonsus Maria de Liguori says, he who prays most receives most. Do you pray when you pray? What I mean by that, in Spanish we have rezar and orar. Rezar in Latin means recitare, meaning to recite those prayers that have been already written. For example, litanies, the Holy Rosary. And then orare, which means asking, having a communication, a dialogue with God. In English, we use pray for both, for recital prayers and meditation, contemplative prayer. Do I pray when I pray? Especially when I'm reciting the prayers that have been written already. When I pray the Holy Rosary, am I really there? Am I just repeating, or am I having that conversation, that connection, that encounter with my God? Are we just repeating the words? Am I praying? St. John Maria Vianney says, prayer is the inner bath of love into which the soul plunges itself. Don't we need to plunge ourselves right now? Well, my dear friends, we are praying right at this moment. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest prayer there is. The Holy Mass is the greatest prayer there is, in which Jesus offered himself as a beautiful, worthy sacrifice to the Father to bring us to himself. Are we praying at this time? As we continue on in this beautiful prayer, we ask the Holy Spirit to give us the grace so that we are fully here, not just physically, but that our hearts and our souls would be here, connected with our God. Forget about the things that we have to do the next business day, which is tomorrow, by the way. Forget about dinner, if you haven't had it. This is the time to pray, to have that encounter, to have that connection, to basically come before God as we are, to be present, to tell Him, here I am with my trials, with my joys, but here I am. That's prayer. So again, I invite all of you to ask for the grace to be here, to pray this wonderful prayer, to be active at this Mass. Saint Teresa of Jesus said, prayer is the only channel through which God's graces and favors may flow into the soul. If this be once closed, I know no other way He can communicate them. Father, is it okay to pray when I don't want to pray? Yes. Father, should I pray when I'm angry? Yes, even more. Father, should I pray when I'm just knocking on the door and it seems that Jesus is on vacation? Yes, you should pray. Father, should I pray when I'm so distracted? Yes. Pray always. Someone said, I don't know who said it, but somebody said it, just as oxygen is to the lungs, so prayer is to the soul. Just as oxygen is to the lungs, so prayer is to the soul. It is a necessity. We need that to keep on going. We need to have that encounter. We need to be present for God so that we may be able to recognize His presence in our trials and joys, in our everyday life. How do you pray? St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, we set forth our petitions before God, not in order to make known to Him our needs and desires, but rather so that we ourselves may realize that in these things it is necessary to turn to God for help. We do not pray to change God's mind. He's not like a little puppet that we can move around as we please. We do not pray to change His mind. We pray to change our minds, to have our minds in line with His will. We pray so that we may be able to accept, to embrace whatever He has already in store for all of us. That is prayer. St. John of the Cross tells us, seek by reading and you will find by meditating. Knock by praying and it will be open to you in contemplation. Blessed Peter Julian Amar says, as far as possible, you should pray in quiet, silent devotion. Try to have a favorite topic of prayer, such as a devotion to the Passion of Jesus, the Blessed Sacrament, awareness of the Divine Presence. Go directly to Jesus without too much fuss. Prayer. An acronym for prayer, you know how to spell the word prayer, but just in case, P-R-A-Y. P, praise. We praise God for everything we have. Have we thanked our God for everything? Do we recognize that everything we have is because of His grace? We praise Him. He is our God. The R, repent. We recognize that we're not God, that we need Him, that we need His help, that we are sinners. The A, ask. And this is petitionary prayer and intercessory prayer. We ask But oftentimes we become like James and John, that we just want it all for ourselves. Forget about the other 10, just put me on your right, on your left, and we are fine. Sometimes when we go to prayer, we just ask and ask and ask, and it's all about me and me and me and my family and my spouse and my dog and my car and me. It's good to ask, but don't forget about those who are in most need, those who have less than we do, those who are less fortunate. That's when the intercessory prayer comes in. We pray for the needs of the world. We pray for those who are dying of cancer. We pray for an end to abortion. We pray for this nation, for the world, for world peace. We pray for everything else. That's when I take myself and set myself to the side and stop asking just about me, things for me, and then I care for the needs of others. Ask. And finally, the Y, yield. We all know what a yield sign looks like in traffic, a triangle sign shape. And we know what that means. We yield to the incoming traffic. In the same way, when we pray, we ask God for the grace so that we may be able to listen, so that we may be able to yield to His will, so that we may be able to surrender to Him. When you pray, make sure there's a moment of silence, like one of the saints told us here. Quiet, Blessed Peter, so that we may be able to listen to Him. Oftentimes there's too much speaking on our part, but we don't allow God to talk to us. In prayer, make sure there's a moment of silence to listen to Him, to listen to His answer. My dear friends, St. John Chrysostom said, "What prayer could be more true before God the Father than that which the Son, who is truth, uttered with His own lips?" In just a few moments, we'll be praying this beautiful prayer, the Our Father, because we all know it. Sometimes we just don't even think about the words we're saying. As we pray this beautiful prayer, let us do it with our hearts, that we may be able to meditate the words that we're saying. We are pretty much saying what Jesus said. As we do that, that we may lift up our hearts as we recite this beautiful prayer in adoration and thanksgiving to Almighty God for being with us. As we approach this holy banquet, we ask our Blessed Mother to help us how to pray, to help us how to listen, that we may continue to give God all the glory, so that next time when we go to prayer, that we may be there, that we may be present, that we may be able to recognize our God, our Lord, who loves us all. Please stand. I believe in one God. Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.